Hello, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about today is kind of some preparation for times when you're not going to feel good. And that can be physically, emotionally, mentally. One of the things that happens with people, we live our lives and we're in it, and we don't really recognize the patterns that we have. Okay, we don't really have any perspective on it. You know, it's kind of like if you have a kid, you're with the kid every day, and so you're used to watching it get bigger. And then people don't see that your child for a while, and they're blown away by how big they've gotten. But you don't recognize it because you're right there. Okay, you don't have the perspective on it. So the same thing happens with our behaviors, is that in reality, we kind of run through the same patterns of motivation, excitement, of getting on track, of following it for a little while, and then maybe falling off of it. Okay, or certain moods or things that trigger us to say, forget it, screw it, who cares, okay? So what we want to do is when we're in a good mood, when we're in a good place, is we want to take a little bit of time and evaluate it, look at it, and prepare for it, okay? So that if you, or I should say when you, because I think it's silly to think that you're always going to feel good, that you're always going to be motivated and excited and, you know, on track, okay? I mean, you want to move in that direction, but to ever imagine or think that that's what you could be, 100% on track, it almost seems like that's going to cause more problems than be helpful to you. So we want to prepare. We want to recognize that at some points we're going to feel depressed, frustrated, whatever the kind of negative emotion is, and we want to prepare for it, okay? So that if when we get frustrated or upset from work or we're tired or overwhelmed from work, and maybe we turn to eating a whole pint of ice cream or a whole thing of cookies, what we want to do is we want to shift it so that even if it's, you know, an ice cream cone, right? Even that's a step in the right direction. Remember, the baby steps are a much easier way to make all of this happen, okay? Rather than trying to change every single thing in your life and every behavior you have, all right? So what I want you to do is I want you to think about what is a common trigger you have that will sometimes kind of throw you off track. Now, I want you to look at this trigger as being something that affects you emotionally. Whether the most common triggers are, it could be work, it could be a boss that kind of, you know, gives you a lot of crap. It could be work, you know, something doesn't go your way, it's too much work, it becomes a feeling of overwhelm and stress. Co-workers you don't get along with, or that rub you the wrong way. It can be relationships, friends, family, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriend, okay? They can say things that sometimes trigger us to feel something, and as soon as we feel that, we can head towards the food, okay? Because we want to create new behaviors and new alternatives, and the time to do it is now. It's not to wait till that moment happens and then just expect we're going to miraculously come up with something. We need to have all of our motivation and emotions going in the right direction and come with the solutions now. So think of the different triggers that make you feel a certain way, the triggers that kind of propel you towards overeating. Okay, and we want to identify those and we want to come up with new solutions. So what are they? The work ones, relationships, stepping on the scale and it doesn't go where you want it to, seeing yourself, clothes don't fit right. Right? Because it could be another one make maybe feel discouraged. So just kind of think about them right now. If you have a piece of paper, you can write them down, because most people have multiple things that they'll kind of trigger them in that direction. The more you can identify, the easier it's going to make this. Okay? So I'm going to assume that you, and if you want, you can pause this right now, write them down, and come back. Okay? So you have this list of triggers. Now, first of all, just knowing them and just being aware of them can sometimes be very, very helpful. And remember, this isn't about, well, we come up with some solutions and that's it. It's instantly all these have changed. Sometimes it's a work in progress. Okay, but the first step is becoming aware. Who are these people? What are these situations? You know, what are the days? Right? Sometimes people have a Friday. Friday afternoon comes and that triggers certain behavior. A weekend, right? Certain places, restaurants. Okay, so you want to begin to notice the places, situations, feelings that trigger overeating or kind of getting off track. Now, once you recognize what they are, what I want you to do is I want you to think about it from where you're at now, right? Realizing how important the weight loss and this new level of energy and this new lifestyle is for you, What would you like to do in this situation instead? Now, I want to point something out. I don't want you to imagine, you know, work comes and you get a ton of work and you feel overwhelmed. I don't want you to just imagine, okay, I won't eat anything, I'll just deal with the overwhelm. Because that's not a solution. Remember, the food, emotional eating, is using food in order to change our state in the moment. So if someone feels overwhelmed, they turn to the food, they feel relief, they feel enjoyment for a little while, the overwhelm disappears. Okay, it's replaced by the enjoyment of the food or the eating or the distraction. Okay, you got to understand that something's happening there, and that thing that's happening is very important. We want to keep that part. When you feel bad, we want to be able to feel good. We just want to do it in a different way than just, you know, stuffing ourselves or overeating everything in sight. Okay? This is very profound. This is very important that we're looking to make this shift. We just want to do it in a new way. And that new way, again, can be eating less. You can still go get ice cream, but maybe it's just an ice cream cone. Maybe it's one of them little Ben and Jerry's little mini things they have. Okay? Maybe it's an apple. Right? So remember, there's a whole spectrum. There's always a spectrum. Be aware of that spectrum. Okay? Because even though you know you want to take the apple or drink the water, there are some times when you're in such a bad mood that that's not going to do it. And so you want to have a spectrum. So it's not just apple, pint of ice cream. Okay? We want to have something in the middle there as well. Because sometimes we get into all or nothing mode. Okay? We need to get out of that. Because life's not black and white. We can't either be completely on a diet eating perfectly or, you know, completely off a diet eating everything in sight. Doesn't matter. Okay, we've got to get rid of that, and this will help you do that. So when you recognize these events that trigger these emotions, these situations, what are you feeling in these scenarios? When something triggers it, what are you feeling? Overwhelmed, frustration, stress, depressed, anger, sadness. Okay? Notice the emotions that you're feeling, and then notice how you want to feel, how you'd like to feel, and how you'd like to feel could be relief. Maybe you would like to feel distracted. Distracted is not necessarily a bad thing, right? So what we want to do is find new ways to feel distracted, okay? Maybe you'd like to feel calm, relaxed, peaceful, centered, right? Intuitive, whatever the words are that you want. And now what I want you to do is I want you to think about some ways that you can feel this. What are some alternatives you can do when those trigger situations happen? Okay, work comes, you get a ton of work that you didn't expect you have to do. It's really hard, challenging work. What do you want to do in that situation? What's one of the best things you could do in that situation to give you the kind of the best solution? Right? What would you like to eat? What would you like to focus on? Maybe you could take a walk. Maybe you could go talk to someone. Maybe you could read a book. Maybe you could take a 5-minute nap. Again, get creative. It's not about having one single answer that's going to answer it all. It's about coming up with alternatives. The more you can think of alternatives and become creative in different things you can do, the easier you're going to get the solutions that work for you. Okay? Because, you know, you come up with 5 different ideas, maybe one of them will work, but that's all you need. Okay? Because notice that in the past when you felt bad, you would turn to the food and that worked for you and you just kept repeating it over and over and over again. Okay? We don't need to have a million answers. But when we're first creating the change, we want to have lots of different ideas, and we find out which one works. But the thing is, remember this, when one of the new ones works, and it just continues that way forever. Okay? So remember that, and get creative with the ideas. Now write down, what can you do in those situations? What are the things you can do? Drink water, meditate, as I said, take a nap, play solitaire on the computer maybe, okay? Read a book, talk to a friend, right? Call up, you know, some family. Whatever. Just get creative with it. Think of some ideas. And notice if you think these would help you out. Okay, this is the next step. Now what you want to do is you want to actually use these. Right? So when these situations come up where you do feel, you know, not at your best, when they are challenging situations, begin to use these new ideas and see how they make you feel. Do they or don't they work? Do they kind of work and you need to add something else to it? Okay? This is how I want you to begin thinking. And this is how you can do it very, very specifically. Again, you're kind of exercising this solution-based muscle in your brain. Okay? This part of your brain that's going to give you new ideas and new answers that are going to lead you in the direction that you want. Okay? So use this, and again, the other part of this is throughout this next week, notice the triggers. Okay? Notice the things that almost it's almost like you're being hypnotized, right? Maybe like a boss says something to you and it like pushes a switch in you and you just feel horrible. And you go into a trance and you start eating everything and you almost don't even realize you're doing it, right? If something like that's happening, now is the time to notice it. Because when you're in the trance, when you're in that behavior, you don't notice it, okay? So that's what you want to get in the habit of doing. Taking 5 minutes a day, reflecting on your day, reflecting on your weeks, noticing the patterns that are in your life, all right? And as you do this, it's going to give you a lot of awareness and intuition and ultimately control over your body and your behaviors. So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.